You're the air that I breathe. My source of energy. Yes, you set my soul free. So clear you favor me. I'm so thankful for favor.
Minutes after the hour, and what a great time we're having thus far. Here's the sounds of Mr. J. Coswell and the Ambassadors. You're catching the wave.
With what is life's final common denominator. That's something that we call death. We all think about it, and every now and then I think about my own death, and I think about my own funeral, and I don't think of it in a morbid sense. Every now and then I ask myself, what is it that I would want said? And I leave the word to you this morning. If any of you are around when I have to meet my day, I don't want a long funeral. And if you get somebody to deliver the eulogy, tell them not to talk too long. And every now and then I wonder what I want them to say. Tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That isn't important. Tell them not to mention that I have 300 or 400 other awards. That's not important. Tell them not to mention where I went to school. And I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life serving others. I'd like for somebody to say that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to love somebody. I want you to say that day that I tried to be right on the wall question. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try to feed the hungry. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try in my life to clothe those who were naked. I want you to say on that day that I did try in my life to visit those who were in prison. I want you to say that I tried to love and serve humanity. Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major, say that I was a drum major for justice. Amen. Say that I was a drum major for peace. Amen. I was a drum major for righteousness. Amen. And all of the other shallow things will not matter. I won't have any money to leave behind. I won't have the fine and luxurious things of life to leave behind. But I just want to leave a committed life behind. And that's all I want to say. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word of song, if I can show somebody he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring salvation to a world once wrought, if I can spread the message as the master taught, then my living will not be in vain. Yes, Jesus, I want to be on your right or your left side. Not for any selfish reason. I want to be on your right or your left side not in terms of some political kingdom or ambition, but I just want to be there in love and in justice and in truth and in commitment to others so that we can make of this old world a new world.
At the railroad station one day. Child, when the soldiers was going away, child and the crowd that stood around began to mourn.
Going down memory lane. Oh my, 18 minutes after the hour. We're in the overdrive, huh? Taking you on up into the evening drive. My goodness, you're catching the wave. Your host, the Anointed One, again on a wonderful day as we give him all the praise. Help me, somebody.
Open up your eyes and see, life is what it's meant to be. Make the changes, instigated, time to take a stand. Go for what is pure and true. Trust in God in all you do. Tell the people all around you, love will find a way.
If you're searching for a true friend in that time of pain, in your time of grief,
everything's gonna be alright.
Everybody that's up in here, your blessing so it's clear. I'ma be loving you.
Show you that it's certain.
Okay.
When my hands up, I call it worse.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh dear.
And I ain't got a question now, I feel.
Yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe us. No, I never ever leave us. I ain't stepping down off this word. I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure, bro.
Hey. They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you.
I'ma
be loving you.
I'ma
be loving you. Now everybody that's up in here, throw your blessing so it's clear. I'ma be loving you.
I'ma
be loving you.
I'ma be loving you. I love how my God, he feels the same about me. You can hear me tell it in my testimony. He's all
right at the bottom of the hour, all of my life, I'm going to love Jesus forever. Somebody said, I know that's right, huh? You're having a great day. I pray that you are. We're going to keep it going right on up to the top of the hour. Once again, my pleasure. And I thank you so much for catching the wave right here from the NFI Studios 1 and 2.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord of all my problems, but it was already done. He cares.
Hello, I'm Evangelist Veronica Johnson.
He cares for me. I know just how dear your name is. Long as I know, I got a moment.
Welcome to the Lincoln Park Holiness Church.
Trusting and believing in God. And I can only do it by having the faith that he gave me, that he gave you, that he gave you, that he gave you. It starts by having faith. So I wrote this little attribute, which may not mean much, but this is what I wrote this morning, being inspired. You have not because you ask not. You ain't got because you ask not. God ain't slack about what he does. He's a healer, a provider. That's the latest news of buzz. You want to see the God's blessings, and are you ready to receive? He only requires that you ask him, have faith, and truly believe.
Amen.
Trust God for his word. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. For our announcements, we want to announce that on this Saturday, July the 8th, Junior Choir fundraiser. Let's do it again. Ribbon in the Park, Saturday, July 8th, 2023, 10:30 a.m., 3 p.m. Vendor fellowship, food, fun. Vendor registration is $25. So we're asking everyone to come. Let us come out on this coming Saturday. Let us support our youth in the church. Amen. The Junior Choir. Amen. Their anniversary is coming up. They want to do something, you know, want to be recognized, do something, because we've been doing it since I was little, young, doing something. So we want to continue that trend. Amen.
Amen.
So it's up to us to support. Amen. It's time for the word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We want to honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to our pastor, to all the ministers on the staff. What Sunday is this?
First Sunday.
It's first Sunday. What happens on the first Sunday?
Pastor preach.
Amen. So if you don't look forward to any other Sunday, you have to look forward to the first Sunday, because your leader, the one that who is over you, amen, who is interceding to God for you constantly, is getting ready to preach the word of God. Amen. And we know that it's going to take the word for us to make it. So on this morning, we want you to get yourselves together. Amen. Let us get ourselves in line. Amen. 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 Just for a little bit, let's clap your hands and tell the Lord thank you. Oh, we're going to usher him in. Amen. So when our pastor get up, amen, he'll know that we're ready for the word. So after this music presentation, we're going to go. The next voice you will hear be that of our own pastor, Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe.
Oh, No, it won't. Whatsoever the years may bring, when your earthly friends, they will forsake you. Yes, they will. Feel more closely in him playing. Everybody ought to hold on to God. Everybody ought to hold on to God. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He won't leave you. He'll never, never, never forsake you. Hold on to God. His unchanging hand. I said, trust him when you can't praise him. I said, trust him when you can't praise him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I said, lean not unto your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge God. He will, he will, he will. He'll direct your path. Hold on to God. Hold on to God. Hold on to God. I said he'll save you if you hold on to God. He will deliver if you hold on to God. He'll set you free. Hold on to God. Hold on to God. When you're burning down, when you're burning down, when you're burning down, hold on to God. Don't let go. Don't let go of his hand. Don't let go. Don't let go of his hand. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on to God. His unchanging hand. Hold on to God. That believes in your hope. He's all and then hold on to God. Baby.
Glory to God.
His unchanging hand. Hallelujah.
Can I hear some hallelujahs? Come on, tell somebody, I'm holding on. I'm holding on. Is there anybody here that had, from last Sunday to this Sunday, you had to hold on? We don't know what may happen tomorrow, next week, next month, or next year. But one thing we can do is hold on. The old folks says, I'm yet holding on. And people have a saying sometimes, they'll say, I'm at the end of my rope. I'm at the end of my rope. If you tell me you're at the end of your rope, let me tell you the answer that I'm going to give you before you tell me. If you tell me you're at the end of your rope, I'm going to tell you to hold on. I'm going to tell you to keep holding on. That he will never leave us nor forsake us, even to the end of the world. Pray for me, Heavenly Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. And the people of God said,
amen,
amen. I would like to speak to you this morning about the power of the blood of Jesus. The power of the blood of Jesus. There's so much power in the blood of Jesus. It would take me an eternity to explain it. But if you give me a few minutes this morning, I would like to give you a brief introduction about the power of the blood of Jesus. There are so many parameters of his power. There is so much awesomeness when we try to explain or talk about his power. But one thing that we can say, and I know that there are many of you here today that have experienced his power. Can I get a witness? The power of the blood of Jesus. We as human beings, we have basically 8 blood types. And that's A positive, A negative, B positive, B negative, AB positive, AB negative, O positive, and O negative. There still might could be some rare and variations, but most likely every one of us in here will fall under one of those blood types. How many of you know your blood types? I think just like about everybody. If you don't, call your doctor and get you set up an appointment. Because that is important. Your blood type. You know, the Bible does not define the blood type or even ever mention is that there is a blood type for Jesus Christ. But the Bible does let us know that as a believer, his blood is the only one and perfect sacrificial blood that can save us, save our soul from a burning hell. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Are you happy about that? We need to learn more about the blood of Jesus, because without the blood of Jesus, oh, we would be some miserable people. We would have nothing to look forward after this life. Can I get a witness? So the text that I would like to speak from comes from Ephesians 1:7. And in the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul writes to the church of Ephesus. And before I read the sermonic text this on the screen, or as you can see in your Bibles, Paul, the apostle of Jesus Christ, and he says, by the will of God. You know, if we do anything, if we accomplish anything, I know we have our ways, our ideologies, our philosophies, and we even have our own interpretations and theologies. But unless something is done by the will of God, the power of God will not be in it. Can I get a witness? So Paul says, by the will of God, the saints which are of Ephesus, to the saints here in Lincoln Park, to the saints in Truvine, to the saints all over the world, and to the faithful in Jesus Christ, he says, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. How many of you feel blessed this morning? Blessed us with all. Let me hear you say all. He didn't say part. He didn't say just a little bit. But he said all spiritual blessings. Let me hear you say all again. Oh, if he wasn't blessing you and you couldn't really, you couldn't even speak like that if he wasn't blessing you to be able to do it. Say it again. Oh, oh, but you notice he said spiritual blessing. That's where it falls back into his will and not our will. Be blessed of the Lord and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And that's according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And the only way that we can stand before a holy God and be recognized as being holy ourselves, it will not come in our righteousness. It will only come because God has a plan, and he had it long before the foundations of the world, that he has his own and he has a way for us to be redeemed. Can I get a witness? So, such a loving God, such a wonderful God that has made a way for us through his son, Jesus Christ, and it all came by the power of the blood of Jesus. So as we come to the sermonic text, and Paul does says there should be praise of the glory of his God, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. He made us accepted, not we of ourselves, even though we are the sheep of his pasture, but we are made accepted. Can I get a witness? So the sermonic text says, and I'm asking you to stand as we read Ephesians 1 and 7, and it reads on this wise. In whom, I'm asking you to repeat after me, in whom we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. That's here, God. Thank you. Do you see the one who is in control? Who is the one that's in power of our salvation? You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. In his grace, God is so rich in kindness, and the grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son, and he forgave our sin. The power gave us forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. and the riches of his grace will never run out. Can I get a witness? 1 John 1 and 7 tells us the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us. It has cleansing power. It cleanses us from every sin. Let me hear you say every sin. That blood is so powerful, it cleanses us from every sin. So when we confess, let me hear you say confess, see, of our sins to God, not to mama, not to daddy, not to your best friend, not to people that think that they are perfect, not to people who are dogmatic and say, I got it, but you can't get it unless you live and do like I do, and boast of their own self-righteousness. But it says, confess our sins. Let me hear you say, to God. To God. To God. See, we are forgiven of our sins and cleansed from them by the blood of Jesus. Now, I only have 2 points. Because the death of Jesus points to 2 wonderful truths. Uh-huh. And number one, that first truth is redemption. Mm-hmm. Let me hear you say redemption, church. See, redemption in the Old Testament, redemption was the price paid to gain freedom for a slave. Now, later on, you can write down, if you're taking notes, go back and look up in the Old Testament, Leviticus, the 25th chapter, and read from the 47th through the 54th verse, and you'll get more information about the freeing of slaves and how it was connected to redemption in the Old Testament. So through the death of Jesus, Jesus paid a price for us for the sins of slavery, the slavery of sin. The New Testament scripture of this sermonic text says that it was done according to the riches of his grace. Let's spell grace. G-R-A-C-E. One way to understand and remember an easy definition of grace is to take the acronym G-R-A-C-E and let each letter represent something, is to say God, that's the G, God, let me hear you say God, our redemption, A, act, C, Christ, E, expense. God's redemption at Christ's expense. Grace, grace, grace. G-R-A-C-E. God's redemption at Christ's expense. Secondly, the second wonderful truth, when we talk about the power of the blood of Jesus, is forgiveness. Let me hear you say forgiveness, church. In the Old Testament times, forgiveness was granted on the basis of the shedding of blood of animals. You can find that in Leviticus, the 17th chapter and the 11th verse. Go back when you study your Bibles and look that up when you get an opportunity. Now, in the New Testament times, in this, we are forgiven on the basis of the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ, because he died and he was perfect and he was the final sacrifice. No more animal. Jesus Christ, the perfect Lamb of God, his blood was the perfect and final sacrifice that men and women in this world will ever need for the forgiveness of sins when they confess. Oh, redemption, forgiveness, two wonderful truths. And it also, you can follow up on some other New Testament scriptures in Romans 5 and 9, Ephesians 2 and 13, Colossians 1 and 20, Hebrew 9 and 22, 1 Peter 1 and 19. I know I said them kind of fast, and I know Jamar's going to ask me later on this week to give him those scriptures. And you're going to get them to Jamar, because Jamar takes great notes when the word of God goes forth. But grace is God voluntarily and loving favor given to those he saved. We can't earn it, nor do we deserve it. No religious moral effort can gain it, for it only comes from God's mercy, his love, and his grace. Another way to think about grace and mercy, grace is receiving something that we do not deserve. Thank you, son. Mercy is not receiving something that we do deserve. Because we are saved by grace. But if we are not saved by grace, then sin will bring death upon us. Can I get a witness? So, in my conclusion, I would like to want to know that is there anybody here that knows that there is power in the blood of Jesus? I want to know, is there anybody here that knows that there is healing in the power in the blood of Jesus? Is there anybody here that knows that there is deliverance that comes from the blood of Jesus? Is there anybody here that knows that there is salvation? Let me hear you say salvation. Is there anybody here that knows that there is deliverance? Let me hear you say yeah. I want to know if you know. And if you do know, can you just wave your hand that you can say, I know it was the blood that saved me. They said that because one day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood that saved me. Tell your neighbor, I know it was the blood to save me. Can you say, I found happiness in the blood. I found joy in his blood. I found gentleness through his blood. I found kindness through his blood. I got long suffering because of his blood. I have temperance and self-control by being covered under his blood. Tell somebody, it's the blood. Nothing but the blood that saved me. Because when the mountains are high to climb, and when the valleys are dark to go through, you can. And when the crooked places don't want the seam to get straight, and the rough places don't ever want the smooth down, you can say that Jesus Christ is the author. Say he's the author. He's the author and the finisher of my faith. And I'm certain, I know I'm safe. Tell somebody, I won't go back. I can't go back. I won't go back. There's power. There's overcoming power. I've been cleansed. I've overcome the enemy. I'm no longer under the curse of the law. And for that reason, tell somebody, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay under the blood. Because if I stay under the blood, the world, sin, can't nobody do me no harm. The blood, that power in the blood. Under the blood. Under the blood. Faith.
I'm gonna stay.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, hashtag Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problems, but it was already done. He cares. Cares for me.
under the blood. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna stay, yeah, under the blood. How many of y'all is with me tonight? Gonna stay under the blood, and the world can't do me no harm. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm gonna pray under the blood. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus. I'm gonna pray under the blood. Gonna pray under the blood, oh, and the world can't do me, the world can't do me, the world can't do me, no harm. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to stay under the blood. Gonna stay under the blood. Nowhere under the blood, oh yeah, and the world can't do me. What about can I get a witness here tonight? Under. How many of y'all is under the blood tonight? Jesus. Do y'all know that healing in Jesus' blood? Can I get a witness here tonight? I'm not talking about the blood of a bird. No, I'm not talking about the blood of a bull. I'm not talking about no animal blood. Although I can remember reading what God told Moses to tell the children of Israel to kill an animal and put the blood up over the door. Can I get with me? He said, when I come by late tonight, when I come by late tonight, when I come by late tonight, I'll fly all over. Can I get a witness here tonight? You know, nobody was able to shed blood for you and I. Can I get a witness? And I'm thinking about now just how it was after Jesus died, came out of that body and went down in hell. Can I get a witness here tonight? Seemed not like I see him in my mind. When he got out in hell, y'all, he began to beat that devil. Can I get a witness here tonight? He began to whoop that old devil and take the keys from that rascal. Can I get a witness here tonight? All of the prophets have been dead a long time. They was in Abraham's bosom. But you know what they done? No doubt they were standing on the banks of hell, looking down at Jesus as
he beat that old devil. No doubt they said, go ahead, Jesus. Go ahead, Jesus. Go ahead, Jesus.
Father in heaven, who knows all about me, I just want to say thank you. It was your blood, that saved me. Father in heaven, who knows all about me, who gave his only begotten son, I need to talk to you just to say thank you for what you've done. When you died upon Calvary, just to say a wretch like me, it was your blood that ran cold in the street. I knew someday that the blood would save me. It was the blood, the blood that saved me. It was the blood, yes it was, the blood that saved me.
music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
Shirley Caesar, that little boy that was playing for the Mighty Clouds of Joy, but it's my time now. Hey. A lot of you been going through something, but you know what? I'm gonna sing this for somebody special tonight. When I say these words right here, listen. Been lonely and all alone. You can't find one friend, family you can count on. Have you ever been down to your very last dime? You called on Jesus, he stepped right in on time. Oh, I never seen the righteous forsaken. Paul Beasley.
y'all bring it all the way down. Paul, Willie called you for about 4 decades. I couldn't call you then. And then you remember when we was with Joe Logano and the Mighty Clouds of Joy? I couldn't call you then. But you know what? I've been waiting a whole lifetime. Thank Paul.
God said it, I believe it. God said it, I believe it. He said he'll be a friend. If you need a friend, he will stand by you. He won't leave you alone. God said it, God said it. If your body all wrecked with pain, God is a healer. Can I get one witness? God is a healer because God said it. Anybody believe it?
You better stop playing with it.
If God said it,
Saint Paul.
Anybody believe it today?
Saint Paul.
If God said it.
Mr. Paul Beasley. Mr. Paul Beasley. We love you. How we doing? Amen. We thank God for giving me that song. God said it. I believe it. You know, the devil didn't want us to be here today. But because God said it, and that settles it. You've been having problems in your life. You're going through pure hell, misery and strife. You can't call your family. You can't call your friends. You're in your situation too. No one wants to listen.
I know a place you can run to. I know someone you can talk to. You don't have to cry.
Hold
your head up high.
And run
to your secret closet.
All you gotta do is
tell God about it.
How many of you ever run in your secret closet?
To the secret closet.
Ooh, yeah.
Tell God about it.
Listen, I want to talk to somebody out here. You don't have no money to pay your rent. Your bills are piling up and all your money is spent. You don't even have no money to buy no food. Oh, shucks. Your baby need a pair of shoes.
I know a place.
Yeah.
You can run to.
I know a place.
I know someone you can talk to.
You don't have to worry.
You don't have to worry.
But you better get in a hurry. Secret closet. Anybody want to tell God about it? Oh, I wish
wish I had a witness up here tonight. You can run. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to talk to somebody out here. Listen. Let me talk to you, Jack. Your children are acting up. Your husband, too. You've been going to church all week, trying to get a breakthrough. But you told your girlfriend that you can't take it. And you went on your knees and told your pastor that you don't think you can make it. But I know a place you can run to. It's a place you find rest. You don't have to cry. Hold your head up and run to your seat, because you can tell God about it. Yeah, you can run, you can run to your seat, because anybody want to run right now? Listen. When I get in trouble, you know what I do. I tell.
Tell God, tell God about it.
When they lie on me and call me every name but a child of God, I tell them,
tell God about it.
How many of you been going through? I want y'all to bring it down. How many of you been going through? How many of you got problems you can't tell your best friend? You can't call your pastor. You can't talk to your wife. You can't talk to your husband. Now listen. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Tell God about it.
Listen. I know you know what I'm talking about. Come here. They told you your kidneys was messed up. The doctor might tell you it don't look good. But you know what? I don't care what your situation is.
I don't care what your situation is.
You know what I want you to do? I want you to wipe those tears from your eyes. You know what I want you to do? When you get home, I don't want you to walk. I don't want you to walk in that closet. You know what I want you to do? I don't want you to look at nobody. You know what I want you to do? Hey, I want to say, you better run. 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 Honey, when the devil get on your track, you better run to your secret closet. I tell you, some of y'all act like y'all don't know what prayer will do, but I tell you, prayer fixes it every time. I wish somebody could just shout hallelujah tonight.
and cleans you up. There might be some alcoholics up in the building, but the Lord done clean you up. Look at somebody and say, but by grace, there go I. You see, we tried a lot of things, but everything we tried didn't work. And then what we had to do, we had to try God.
Try God.
Anybody here try them?
Try God.
Anybody here try?
all these folks up in here? Huh? You see all these folks up in here?
Yeah.
And you know Mama from Georgia. You know Mama from Georgia?
Yes, sir.
You know Mama taught us a little song? Huh? You better sing it, boy.
You better stop now.
It's praying time.
You better stop now, Lord.
It's praying time.
You better stop now, Lord.
It's praying
head, Lord, there the sun is almost
down.
Some sisters will go to the church house. They first jump up and shout. And first thing Monday morning, they ready to fuss and fight. You better stop now, head Lord, day. You better stop now, Lord.
Oh,
stop now, Lord.
Head
Lord, the sun is almost
down.
Some preachers will go to the sister's house. She asks him to rest his hat. Instead of him talking about the word of God, he said, sister, where your husband at? You better stop now, Lord. You better stop now. You better stop now, Lord. Hey, Paul, the sun is almost.
Take a breath for me.
Well, I would not be a sinner. Well, I tell you the reason why. My God, he may come back early for me.
Head
and off. I wouldn't be ready to die. You better stop now, Lord. You better stop now, yeah.
It's praying time.
You better stop now.
It's praying time.
The sun
I want y'all to have to say this. My granddaddy used to do this.
Try Jesus.
Head Lord.
He's alright.
Oh, head of sun is
the sun, the sun, the sun.
Right back live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, with more of the very best in gospel music and the Word Ministry.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We here at the Lincoln Park Holiness Church invite you to come join in with us at NFIRadio.com every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. for powerful preaching, teaching, and praise. Join in with us with Reverend Thurlin Kearney and Catch the Wave.
Catch the Waves, 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Catch the Wave. Catch the Wave right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. It's a wave thing. Playing the very best in gospel music and the Word Ministry right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the waves. Keeping it real like a $50 bill. Telling the truth till the Lord deliver you. Hello, somebody. The NFI Radio Gospel Network.
serves him in the evening too. All through the night and day, keep sending blessings your way.
Sweet. the sharing, the bright of the morning sun.
Jesus.
One night I was sick on my bed and I thought about calling on Jesus.
WNFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Lord, oh, I cling to
talking to my mother a few days ago, and she told me how things had changed. Oh, my mother, she told me she used to walk over miles a day. God bless you. Amen.
listen. It will never pass this way again. Roger.
As I stand on God, I'll be ready. All my sorrows rose up.
But in my father's house, there are many mansions, and one of them belongs to me. Yes, it does.
One of them belongs to me.
I'm a pilgrim and a stranger. I'm on my way to heaven, you see. Because in my father's house, there are many men, and one of them belongs.
I don't know what side is gonna be, but one thing I know, one of them
One of them belongs to me. give God the praise. One of them belongs to me. I'd like to see the hands of you that have prayed for that mansion. How many of you know something about prayer this evening? I'm talking about those of you that have prayed when people have grinned in your faces and went out and talked about you behind your back. Somebody here know what it means to take their problem to the Lord on the knees. Do I have a witness? How many know what it means to get on the knees and take the problem to the Lord? Why don't you come on, let's have a little church here today. All of you that know the meaning of prayer, come on, clap your hands. You need to pray in season. Pray out of season too. Pray for the one that despite belief. It's hard to stumble when you're on your knees, but if you stay on your knees, the Lord may not come when you want him. But I know for myself that he'll come on time. Do I have a witness? And how many of you can truthfully say without a doubt the Lord will bless you? How many can say without a doubt that God have already blessed you tonight? Somebody come here looking for a blessing. Do I have a witness? But I didn't see you raise your hand when I asked you, had God bless you? Somebody lying in a hospital this evening don't have hands to wave like you and I have. Somebody don't have the strength to just lift their hands above their head like we have today. I'm gonna ask you one more time. How many know God has blessed you today? Let me see you wave your hand. Let me hear you say, yeah. I am.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Jump. I get a witness? Some of you have been sitting down through the whole record with your arms all folded, too proud to just wave your hand like God ain't ever done nothing for you. You see, somebody might listen to this record tonight, want to get saved, want to get on board. You see, if you want to get on board, you got to put your hand in God's hand. I want to ask you a question tonight. Won't God make a way for you? Anybody here know God will make a way for you? If you know God will make a way for you, let me hear you say, ah! Until you bless my soul. Do I have a witness? The Lord bless the soul. What I'm trying to tell you, if we do what God tells us to do, he'll pour you out millions of blessings. Can I get a witness? Let me hear you.
Thank you for your Holy Ghost. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for my life, my health, and my strength. Most of all, I thank you for your power that you have let me experience to know that's in your love this evening. How many believe today there is saving power? There is healing power. How many know there's divine power? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Power! Come on, help me praise him a little while longer.
Of the old house and tell each other our visions of heaven. And I still believe to my soul there got to be such a place. How many believe there's a heaven somewhere? I never will forget the day in little town in Alabama. Listen. A lady in a wheelchair came to our dressing room not long ago. She says, I want to thank you for thinking of the handicapped. And I want you to know that I love you so. She said, don't worry,
about me and my condition. For I'm on my way to that city, so bright and fast. Well, there would be no tears, no pain, no sorrow there. And she said, I won't need it, though. We'll tear down the cold mine. In a few more days, my life will be over, and somebody will leave my body in the cold, cold ground. But she said, oh, one day I'll rise. After that old trumpet has sounded, I wonder, do I have a witness here? And she said, then I won't have to worry no more about my condition. For the Lord will have taken me to that city so bright and fast. For there will be no tears, no pain, no sorrow there. And she said, I won't need the soul. We'll share the cold mountain. We'll be new. And my lady, I know there will be two. And she said,
You know, soon the Lord will come and gather all of his saints from every corner of this old earth, and he's gonna take us to heaven. I wanna be ready when Jesus comes, because in Revelation, the 21st and the 22nd chapter say, up there in that new Jerusalem, a city that has 12 foundations, and it says each foundation is a precious stone, and it says 12 gates, each gate is a pearl, 1,500 miles around that city. And my Bible tell me that the height is the same as the breadth. But listen, and all of that, in Isaiah, the 65th, and the 66th chapter says, there will be a new heaven. You don't hear me. There will be a new heaven, there where the wolves and the lambs shall eat together. And the Bible says the lion shall eat straw, just like the ox. And the part I like about it is that from one new moon to the other, from one Sabbath to the other, shall all flesh
come and worship before me. Thus says the Lord God Almighty. But I'm going to tell you this, listen. It didn't say a thing about the Baptist. I'm going to talk to you right now. It didn't say a thing about the Methodist. Am I right about it? It didn't say a thing about the Seventh-day Adventist. It didn't say anything about the Presbyterian. It didn't say anything about the Church of God and Christ. But didn't God say,